TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
There, now we've started recording, so the comedy goodness can stop.
Yeah, fuck that shit. We're only funny before or after the show. No in between.
True. Sorry, listeners. You should just know us in real life. That's the key.
Yeah, just come hang out with us, even though we all live in different locations. You know, work it out. Work out amongst yourselves.
And then just hop on the call before and after every TanCast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this. I'm just picturing my dad coming in. I'm Drew's age. My dad comes in being angry at somebody and saying that phrase. I would have lost my goddamn mind.
Oh, he did. He did.
Maybe I should put my Spider-Man mask on and that will be my face ID.
That would work, I think.
And then Spider-Man can unlock my phone in case of emergency.
Every time I see your kids, Tim, they look different. Not like totally different, just like kind of different.
All right, it's time to tell you the truth. I don't actually have kids. I just keep casting kids for when you come over. And I try and get the same kind of look. But, you know, the same actors aren't always available because they're on other projects.
So, guys, I got something I want to talk about real quick.
Yeah.
No. It's something in the news today. So, brace yourselves.
Oh, hang on.
Nope, this has nothing to do with Trump.
Oh. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome, what?
I know, Andy started talking in the middle of me saying welcome to TanCast.
I didn't say shit!
I think it was me.
Oh, sorry. Noah started talking and they'll be saying, welcome to TanCast.
What a racist. All co-hosts sound alike to you.
Is that racist?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Co-host lives matter.
Yes.
Well, anyway, we've limped to a start. Welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. None of us have COVID, but take it seriously. It's serious. You should be a little afraid of it. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's solid advice. It's not very presidential, but it's solid advice.
No matter what anyone else tells you.
Yeah. Unlike the shit for brains who drove by me as food delivery was coming, so I was wearing a mask so that the person bringing me food would not be exposed to my breath. And this asshole from my neighborhood driving by just starts out his window at me as he's driving by. And I came back inside and told my wife about that. Completely forgot that Drew's in the room and has ears. And said,
your son has
motherfucker,
ears?
Kiss my whole dick. And Drew just starts laughing. And I'm like, I'm a bad parent.
You know what's even funnier? I think when you told us that, you censored yourself.
I told you guys that, but I held back the motherfucker kiss my whole dick because I wanted to tell you live on the show. Dick? I know.
I wanted to tell
you live on the show. I wanted that reaction from Tim.
I'm just picturing my dad coming in. I'm Drew's age. My dad comes in being angry at somebody and saying that phrase. I would have lost my goddamn mind.
Oh, he did. He did. I realized at that moment that I don't think that Drew thought in terms of dicks being kissable. And I'm like, I think
well,
there's a whole new
opened his world to a wow, wide
introduced new... him to cocaine and kissing dicks. He's well on his way, Andy.
He's like, wait, can you combine those? Can you snort blow off a dick?
If you kiss someone's dick,
he's not
get
a rock
blow?
Star. if he doesn't grow up to be a rock star, I fear for what he will do combining these thoughts.
I'll kiss your dick for some yayo.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just going to kiss, you're not going to suck it? I mean, I don't know. My dad said kiss a whole dick one time. I don't, what do you want from me?
Yeah. So in the meantime, Atlanta has decided to flood over this weekend.
I mean, that's always fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it. Do you have your boat, Andy, your kayak?
I live on top of a hill, so like shit's gone biblical by the time it gets to my house.
Like how big of a hill? Like are we talking San Francisco hills or are we talking like suburb hills?
We're talking like San Francisco hills.
Oh, okay.
There's probably, I don't know, maybe 100 feet vertical distance between, I'm not even on the top of the hill, but I'm high up enough. So there's probably, yeah, like 100 or more vertical feet between me and the creek at the bottom of the hill. So yeah, it will have washed away most of Metro Atlanta by the time it gets up to me.
Good to know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it sucks because I don't have a flat backyard, so it's like, you know, can't have a swing set out there, like
Andy, playing catch. You have a flat weird. Backyard. I've seen it.
What?
It was a stupid butt joke.
Oh. And no, I don't. I got my mama's donk. Yeah, my dad's side of the family came with flat butts. I got the other genes.
Andy got that badonkadonk.
Yeah.
It's got strong knees.
That was conceptual. No, I had a hard time following it. Like, why is Noah talking to me about my, like, I live on this plot of land.
He's never even been here before.
I'm like, did Noah, like, look, like, try to get on the Google Earth and like, okay, I know which house is Andy's. Okay, I'm going to take these scientific measurements and check the angles of the.
I check the angle of the shadow of the tree.
Of the tangent. Yeah, but seriously, like, I didn't realize when I lived in California how big hurricanes were. Because Delta hit Louisiana and it flooded in Atlanta, and we're not close. Like, we are not close to each other. The last time a hurricane came through, it was like a week ago or like a lifetime ago. It's hard to tell time right now. Whichever one it was, we had floods then too. And it was, again, like the center of the hurricane was hundreds, plural, of miles away. But Atlanta's just like in the path of the moisture that front like sucked up from the Gulf. So yeah, it dumps 1 to 3 inches and shit gets real. So yeah, it's weird.
I've not experienced that.
Nope.
I think the craziest, I mean, not crazy, it wasn't that crazy, but like I was in Texas once and the weather was fine. And all of a sudden, there's a fucking storm that blew down tree branches and then left.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, we get those too. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. I mean, this isn't that, but yeah, those are pop-up storms, and we get them all over the South.
But I was just like, I've never seen this before.
Yeah. Was it in the afternoon? I'm betting it was in the afternoon.
Actually, this one, I think, was in late, maybe early evening. I mean, also, this was probably 20 years ago.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, like any time between about 3 and about like, you know, 7, that shit can just happen. And it can go like, it can be like clear and then it's like, hail! And then it's clear again. It's very weird. Weather is way different over here than it is in California.
It gets foggy really fast in San Francisco. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. All of a sudden you're like, it's nice and warm. And then you're like, oh, I need a coat.
Yep. But the San Francisco fog, I don't think can hold a candle, pun not intended, to the Central Valley fog. They call it the Thule fog. Because when that shit gets thick, like there was a day where I couldn't see the front of my fucking car. And I'm like, I'm not driving.
Puss.
I'm like, I can't even see the whole vehicle I'm in.
I can just guess.
Yep. And people do. They turn on their high beams. It's like, that makes it worse. You just blinded yourself more.
I just always like
force and start driving.
Yeah.
No cars are sense.
Those videos I see of people driving on icy roads and the cars are just sliding all over the place. I'm like, why would you even go out like that?
Dude. Dude. That's here.
Dude.
That's here all dude. The fucking time when it gets icy.
And then they're not even breaking the hard. There's like, they stop and there's heap slide. I'm like, yep. No, stay indoors.
Yeah. I mean, we have a tendency, like, we don't get super, super cold and wet at the same time. If it's cold here, it's like it's bone dry. And if there's any moisture, it's going to hover like right around freezing. So we chronically here will get snowfall that'll hit the ground that's slightly above freezing, will start to melt, and then it'll drop just enough to freeze that cake of ice. And then like more stuff will fall on top of it and just like become one with it and like turn into like a bigger cake of ice.
Can you, if you don't go out, can you, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it'll do that. And then it'll snow for a bit and people think, oh, I know how to drive in the snow, but they don't realize like there's a fucking inch of ice underneath that snow.
That's what I was wondering. Like, can you always just tell by looking like if it's going to be that way or no?
No. But like if you've lived here for long enough, which is like, you know, maybe four winters, you will have seen that shit. And people live here their whole goddamn lives and still go out driving in that and then go sliding into each other. Like, I don't know what happened. Do they buy snow tires? No. No, because there's no point in buying fucking snow tires here. Do they buy snow chains, which actually are useful on ice? No, nobody owns chains. Yeah, there have been I know I've talked about it on the podcast before, but there are so many fucking times where people go up my hill, lose traction right in front of my house, and we just hear the wheels skidding out on the ice. Just and it's like in the middle of fucking night they do it too, but it's like all day, just every so often. And then they'll lose traction or they'll try to like, you know, let it back down the hill a little bit and lose it and then just slide all the way down the hill and go hit somebody else who did the exact same fool ass thing down at the bottom of the hill. So like when we get that icy, snowy mix, like, first of all, we pull our cars all the way to the front of the driveway because we're like, if somebody's going to bail out, they're going to bail out and hit the tree and not the car. The tree's going to stand up to that a lot better than the car. Plus, we might need that car later. But yeah, like we just get used to hearing the spinning tires, hearing the people crashing into shit, just like for a day, 2 days, 3 days sometimes.
You're living a wild life out there, Andy.
Yeah. It's weird. Also, when we first moved here, it's like tornado warning. Like a tornado warning would go off, which is just like, you know, an alert on your phone that tells you like, hey, wait, is it watch? I can't remember. Whichever the less bad one is. I can't even remember which one it is. I think it's tornado watch. It'll be like, our tornado watch is in effect. And like we'd live that day until the end of that countdown, like just in terror that a tornado was coming for us. And now it's like, until we hear the sirens, like, we're not fucking around. Like, I don't give a shit. If it says a tornado warning or whatever, they're like, you know, hey, there's a massive thunderstorm coming. It's like, yeah, I'm still going to wait until I hear the sirens before I head down to the basement because nobody's got fucking time for that anymore.
How much leeway do the sirens give you?
Oh, like seconds. So when we hear the sirens, we book it.
Oh, so the sirens are serious.
Yeah, sirens are like, serious.
Hey, you got a couple minutes. You got a half an hour.
Sirens are like, we've seen something on the radar that looks like it's about to drop a tail down to the earth and rip some shit up.
All right. That's a hustle. So do you have one of those special basements, or is it just a basement?
I mean, it's just a basement, but
okay.
It's like, again, because I live in a hill, like my basement is built into the side of the hill. So there's like a corner of my basement where even if the house like collapses, it's not going to collapse into that corner. Gotcha. If a tornado comes and rips off the top, you know, 2.5 stories of my house, this corner is still going to be standing there.
How many stories is your house?
What was that?
How many stories is your house?
Well, it's including the basement. It's 3, but like, you know, the attic is like another whole story worth of height.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't know what's better. Earthquakes. I mean, I feel like they're always telling like, oh, the next one, big one's coming. It's going to destroy everything. You're like, all right, well, hope it doesn't happen soon.
Yeah. I mean, big ones have happened and, you know, people survive and rebuild and.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, always survive.
Yeah. And, people out here, like, they hear that we're from California. Like, earthquake is, like, the first word out of most people's mouths. Unless it's like, how do you live around all them faggots? Which happen.
Do people say that?
It's usually fairies or, you know, oh, yeah, you came from San Francisco. Oof, bet you're glad to be out of there. Like, what, fuck what, you, what, San Francisco's awesome.
I mean, like, I feel like on some level I am kind of sheltered living in the Bay Area, but like, what do they think they're going to do?
Earthquakes or gay people?
gay people.
I don't know. I think it's just, you know, like drive-by blowjobs or something like that. Like, there I was polishing my MAGA hat, just minding my own business, and all of a sudden some fella came up and started sucking on my pecker.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I guess on some level I could probably understand how they think, because I feel like when I was younger, I had, like, you know, stupid ideas of, like, shit. Like, and I feel like maybe they just never, like, progressed to that point of, like, you know, like, telling the man you love him makes you gay, or what we believe, like, you can't have an earring in whatever fucking ear it was because that makes you gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. there's also, like, I mean, there's a heavy diet of Fox News in the South, just in general. You know, Atlanta's pretty blue, but you know, I live in the suburbs, and it's definitely gets red up around here. And sorry, Tim just sent us a smell fee. and I didn't have the sound turned off, so that was silly. What the fuck was I saying? Tim's lion-headed smell fee distracted me. Oh, yeah.
You should have
Fox News. Tim's not here to do the soundboard thing, so just me. Ha! I mean, San Francisco, like, it's kind of like New York, but, like, even more so as just, like, it's a code word. It's a dog whistle for, like, everyone who lives there is, it's like bleeding heart liberals and, violent immigrants and, like, everyone's on drugs and it's just like socialism and nobody works and everyone's got pink hair and hates white men. And
I mean, people are getting a lot of drugs. Like, I'm not going to lie.
it's like it's a city full of boogeymen. And you know what? People are doing a lot of drugs out here too. So, like, none of that's different.
Yeah, I don't know about that there. But yeah, you know, people do a lot of drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like there's poverty here too. There's drugs here too. There's meth, there's coke, there's all
but
the
is
shit.
It there is it like more people of the same color? Like, it's all so? White, I guess I'm saying. White. I mean, I guess Atlanta is pretty not white, right?
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta is super brown and whitening because Atlanta had a lot of white flight out into the suburbs way back in the day, like in the 40s, 50s, 60s. So Atlanta actually was dealing with a lot of poverty. Now you've got, you know, sort of like reverse migration of, you know, millennial kids and everything who want to live in a city and want to live in an area
cool
with
stuff
like,
is happening.
Yeah. A lot of shit to do. Yeah. They want to live around people. So now what you've got is some of that, that acquired wealth from the suburbs coming back into the city, which the city is developing absolutely beautifully, but it brings with it, of course, a shitload of gentrification. So there's like a lot of people being pushed out of historically black neighborhoods.
You know, I've always found that so interesting is like, you know, some city becomes cool because artists and like people of move there that are like diverse, right? Mm-hmm. And they, you know, bring cuisine and art and all these things. And like, you know, people are like, oh, like this place is cool. Let's move there. And then by moving there, they just like get rid of all, not all of it, but they get rid of so much. And then it just becomes so homogenized and like I see in the city where it's just like you see the same restaurants opening up again. It's like at one point there's probably like 5 or 6 barbershops within like a half a mile of me. Like, and I'm like, who the fuck needs all these barbershops? Like, why? it's just so weird. Like, and I mean, obviously the part of the solution, I guess, is policy, right? To make sure to protect like the people, businesses and people who live there and. But yeah, it's like by coming there, I mean, I guess that's a normal thing, right? Like if I go to see some nature thing, by going there, I'm some way kind of destroying it a little bit. Well, I'm having some impact on it.
Maybe you're having some impact. It.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe negative, probably negative, more negative than positive.
Yeah. Well, and you know, every every animal that walks through that area for whatever, like whatever purpose that serves for that animal is having an impact on that area.
Yeah. Like I would argue though, like
Earth around.
Animals are way, like animals, not humans, are way better at living in harmony with places they go to than we are.
I mean, it's not that they're better. Like there's this, you know, myth that like animals are in some way like ecologically minded or anything. And it's not really that.
No, it's not that. It's just like we go the opposite direction where we don't like bugs. So we're going to get rid of this, or we're doing more damage than an animal because we're whatever. We want to change it. We want to pull the resources. We want to whatever it may be. We don't care about protecting the thing. We just want to get a cool photo or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're fundamentally different than other animals in a lot of ways, but we are still animals. So like, you know, we can't.
So let's do it like we do on the Discovery Channel.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Tim. Thank you.
I'm back.
Yes.
I was worried about you, Tim. I was going
to say. Should have been. I had Panda Express and pizza yesterday, and apparently my insides are like, you need to die now.
Oh.
Why aren't you dead yet?
Because I don't listen to my insides. What do they know?
I wouldn't mind a Panda Express near me.
Mm, yeah.
There's not one. I mean, I can go get... I'm not that motivated, though.
They DoorDash.
There's some disconnect.
But you could.
There's some disconnect between... I'm like, I live so close to so many food places. I guess I've generally never craved anything, not never, but hardly anything ain't that bad, where I'm like, I want to spend the extra money to get it delivered to me. Do I'm like, I'll just settle for all the different places within half a mile of my place.
Orange chicken.
Orange chicken's probably delicious. I had some on the road when I drove back from Wisconsin.
You went to Wisconsin? No, just kidding.
Oh, Tim.
Wait, and we haven't recorded since then, have we? No, we did.
Yeah, we recorded last weekend, didn't we?
Yes, we have.
Never mind. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I don't know. Did I mention the dead deer in, I think, Arizona?
No, I don't think you did. You did mention killing a bunny, but not dead deer.
Yeah, like, I think it was Arizona, like, probably most dead deer I've ever seen in my life. Like, I would see at least probably, like, between 10 and 20 deer carcasses within varying degrees of, and some were like full on like whole, like they were just like just dead legs sticking up on the side of the road. And like, you obviously was a deer, and then be like more of a smear and more of like, you know, half a deer. And like, but yeah, I'm like, there's a lot of fucking deer that are dying on this road.
Oh, I thought you were killing them all.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, that one needs to go. Look at that fucker. Are you Bambi's mother? Are you Bambi's mother?
A deer serial killer working his way across the country.
So I was telling someone about when I went to Banff in Canada, they had like this basically animal bridge. So it was a bridge, like a normal bridge, but it was like covered with grass and shit for animals to go over. And then they were saying, like, oh, they also have those tunnels, but they're like, also predators have learned that those tunnels are a good fun way for to eat animals. I'm like, oh, that's terrible. we're going to hunt something, and let's just go stand by the tunnel. Let's go stand by the food tube. Oh, and bears are fucking smart. And did you see that video? Did you guys watch the video I sent you of the bear sitting next to the guy?
Yep.
I did not.
So what's funny is like, so the setup is like this guy's just, you know, you think this guy's just sitting by water, and this big bear comes and sits. So it seems pretty close. I mean, pretty close to him. And then he walks away, or starts to walk away, and kind of goes near the guy as he walks away. And the guy's like, hey. And then he pans over, and there's a river filled with like 20 bears. Which is funny, because like, you were there, there's a fucking lot of bears. What do you expect? But also the comments are like, or it's like, hey, mind if I sit over here? It's like, hey, all right, well, never mind. I'll just leave then. Like, the comments were pretty funny. That would not be me. I would not.
No.
No. That bear could have fucking killed you. I mean, maybe there's like so much food there. Maybe they're just like, I don't give a fuck about you. There's a bunch of fish over there.
The bear just yawns. Hey, what's up?
Yep. There's like, what about like the camera? And he's just like, all right. Hold on. Ah, that's so loud.
I mean, grizzlies do like kill and eat people sometimes.
He's so cute, though. So I want to scratch him behind his ears and say, hello, Mr. Bear.
So you fish
him? Why are you mauling me?
So you fish him for salmon, too? Hey, chill, man. I was just wondering. See you, freak.
Like, knock it off.
I'm eating this guy. Hey. Never mind. This one's broken. So the setup is he also has a camera, so he's obviously filming something. Bear, you a Nikon guy? Photographer. Hey. Okay, chill. The best equipment is equipment that's best for you. Bear, hi, nice weather we're having. Hey. Why do I even bother?
I like that his strategy for shooing away a gigantic bear was, hey!
I mean, I guess it worked, maybe? I don't know.
I wish all these other bear maul attack victims knew that, hey! Oh, this one means business. Oh,
they didn't do the hey. All right.
It's Fonzie on Skip.
Did you know there's a Fonzie statue in Wisconsin or Milwaukee?
I should have. I vaguely knew something about that.
I should have Kathy send me the picture. Hey.
Did you not take a picture next to it?
No, I did. I just did not get sent it. It was not with my camera. She has better night vision.
Oh, you went under cover of darkness.
Yes. I mean, I didn't really. I was like, maybe we should go during the day, but like they were, I don't know. They seemed to want to go then. So I was like, all
right,
whatever.
No, don't go out during the day.
And so I guess it was just a plain dark color statue. Like it was all one color and then someone painted like clothes on it. So like the jeans and the jean jacket.
I was hoping that'd be way weirder.
Leather jacket, right?
I was like, they painted a jean jacket on the Fonz?
No, leather jacket.
So they painted clothes on it, you know, polka dot underwear.
I mean, and then they painted pants with underwear, so you can't really see the underwear, but it's just, you know, it's the details that matter. It's, you know.
Like that one stat, it's like a bronze engraving. It's not like a full-on statue because it's against a wall, but it's like a bunch of Russian, I want to say generals or military, exalted military type folk, and someone painted like them all in superhero costumes. So like one is Superman, one is like awesome. Spider-Man. And people like, and apparently that's a thing where the like Russians had to say, stop painting our statues like superheroes.
Especially
or, you know,
American
stop
superheroes.
Stop painting our statues like superheroes.
Mama Russia.
Silly. You know, people just like to get the creative, you know, juices flowing. Hey.
They like to recognize the real heroes, the Justice League.
And then, so go, what were you going to say, Tim?
I just watched a bit of Jay and Silent Bob Reboot again last night, specifically the Ben Affleck part. That reminded me of it, because at one point, he's talking to his daughter in the movie, and after Jay and Silent Bob leave, he's like, well, they left. It's just us. We're the Just Us League. They're gone, girl. They're out in the town.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're looking at me like, Argo, fuck yourself.
Oh.
Mostly I watched it for that speech where he's like, you think your whole life, you're thinking, you know, you're the hero of your own story. You're Bruce Wayne in one long episode of Detective Comics. But then you grow up and then you have kids. You realize you're not Bruce Wayne anymore. You're Bruce Wayne's dad. You're Thomas Wayne or Bruce Wayne's mom, whose name escapes me for the moment. And he just stares straight at the camera.
I mean, you know,
the whole movie was worth it for that scene.
Yep. Kevin Smith is funny when he wants to be.
Yep. Apparently, there's also a making of Jay and Silent Bob Reboot available free on Prime. I'm like, I'm going to waste my time with that soon.
I've been watching The Haunting of Bly Manor. That's what I've been watching. It's good. It's like a telling of the taming. Sorry, I keep thinking wrong. The turning of the screw.
Ah, gotcha.
The turning of the screw?
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is like a horror novella that came out a while ago.
Oh, I thought it's like when you're in the middle of having sex and it's not going well anymore. Oh, the turning of the screw.
Like, ah, this was fine, but I think it's gone off a bit.
Yep, I just went limp.
Oh, well. Next week?
Thought about baseball too much. That was my bad.
I was in the locker room.
It was about the sixth inning and nothing had happened yet.
I just started playing on my phone. I love solitaire.
Oh, speaking of phones.
Oh, yeah. Tip got a new phone. Yeah.
I got a new phone, babe. I loved it. I text the boys like, hey, I got the new 11 Pro Max, whatever it is. And Noah's like, oh, immediately before they announce a new one, I'm like, fucking relax, dude. I just got this shit. Why you got a shit in my mouth?
Andy sent a separate text message. He's like, should I tell Tim they're about to announce new phones? I'm like, too late.
The internet has decided whatever you're going to say does not make it to me.
Me too. It's like, and I'm like, and there was silence.
I thought it was my Comcast. It was Noah's Comcast.
It was.
So you said what?
I said Andy sent me a separate text message. Like, should we tell Tim that, or should I tell Tim that there's a new phone coming out next week? I'm like, too late.
Yep. I hit send to him, and then I see the text cut from him to you in our group chat, like throw up like immediately. I'm like, well.
And then I'm like, dude, I went from a 6 to this, so
yeah.
It's but not also, like,
I mean, honestly, like, the new phone's not going to come out like right when they announce it.
No,
It's probably going to be hard to get right when it first comes out. And I don't expect it to be like. I mean, it's going to have square edges instead of round edges. Whoopty shit. I don't think that the improvements that they're making, at least according to the rumors that I've read, are going to be like, oh my God, this phone is so much better. I so regret this decision.
I doubt it's going to be. I mean, I haven't regretted staying with my 6 until, or 6S until now. Even that, I don't. It's not that I regretted it. It's just my mom wanted to give me a birthday present. And what it was supposed to be was she was going to give me cash when we went to Las Vegas. But she's like, you guys are never going to fucking Vegas.
I mean, especially not now.
That's what I mean. Yeah. We were. I was like literally 1 week after, or 2 weeks after lockdown, we were supposed to go to Vegas.
Yep.
Also, I was like, I don't think Tim cares that much.
What do you think about that big giant screen, though, Tim?
Sure.
That's a lot of screen.
Why not?
You can see your games bigger.
It's a TV in Ooh. Your pocket.
And I mean, when you take your dick pics, they look even bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can take your dick pics in like night mode, like so it's in the middle dark. You can be like, oh man, it almost looks like daylight on my dick right now.
Wait, there's a night mode?
Not a night mode, but like it takes better pictures in low light.
I see. I tried that portrait thing. I was like, oh, that is a nice looking picture. Look at that.
I missed my button. A good looking dick. Got the bokeh in the background. That's yeah, that's a high quality.
Really, I missed my really. Home screen button.
Yeah, yeah. I would say it's more annoying now that you have to wear masks everywhere.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, normally I could just put my finger right. I would put my finger right here, and then it would just lock them and unlock my phone. Now I got to enter my code, or
when your code is like, you know, 1353723389, like Jesus, no, what are you doing? What you got in there?
I mean, I don't know. I want people getting my shit.
Wait, do you have a longer code than 6 characters?
My code is 9 characters.
Damn!
Have you not been with him when he unlocks his phone with the code? Because it takes a while.
No, how have you? And I haven't.
I don't know.
Probably Salesforce. He probably saw it at some point.
Yeah.
Weird.
I mean, I think a long time I read it, like, don't just do the 4-digit. I mean, it used to be just 4 digits. Mm-hmm. And now maybe the default is 6 digits.
Default is 6, yeah.
But also I read something about, and not that this really probably no one's going to brute force my phone, but they basically said, like, if you just use either all numbers or all letters, whatever the default is, it's way easier to brute force the phone. So I was like, all right, I'll just use numbers and letters.
It is, except my phone goes into like hardcore lockdown mode if you get it wrong 10 times.
I thought they all did.
I think mine does too.
There's extra settings that you can put it in where it's like, I don't remember what, like I've got to jump through like so many fucking hoops to get it unlocked after that. It's not just like it's in lockdown mode for a while. It's like it's in lockdown mode forever. Like Apple can't get the phone back.
Ooh.
Because if I'm going to have my work email on it, I have to have one of those profiles downloaded to my phone.
Oh, so like that's not a setting you set up. That's a setting that like your work set up.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not that hardcore.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, yeah, my code's not terribly hard. It's just like it was much easier when I could just have a look at my face or do a thumbprint. Maybe one day.
I don't know if you've seen the mask I have where it's a printout of my own smile on my face.
Yes.
That does not fool Apple's Face ID.
Nope. No, it doesn't, because it's actually projecting dots onto your face. So, like, unless that mask was skin tight.
Well, also, like, they did, I think they did a thing where they actually had, like, professional masks made. And, like, the different, like, they when it first came out, they tried all these security things, and, like, a bunch of them didn't work. I think maybe one worked. I think definitely one of the things that works, I think, is if you have, like, a sibling that looks a lot like you or a twin, that works.
But, like, it's my face on my face. It's not like it's my face on somebody else's face trying to fool it. Like, it's my face on my face, and it's still like, nah.
Yeah. But again, it's not looking at a picture. It's looking at, like, the depth. It's scanning your face.
Yeah, but, like, my cheekbones are still essentially the same. Like, the difference in width on my face is not that – the mask is not that thick. So it shouldn't change it that much.
It's covering your nose. Like, how far does your nose protrude? How broad is your nose?
It's a rather personal question, sir. I wonder if it would work with the Spider-Man mask on, since it pretty much keeps everything the same.
Doubtful.
Probably not the nose and whatnot, and the eyes would be way different.
I mean, I don't know all the stuff that goes in there, but
I'll give it a shot later.
I think, like, even if you chose like a blank skin tight mask, it's not gonna work.
Maybe I should put my Spider-Man mask on, and that will be my Face ID.
That would work, I think.
And then Spider-Man can unlock my phone in case of emergency.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's tried that. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine it wouldn't work.
Can you put more than one face on there? Like you used to be able to put multiple fingerprints?
I think you can now.
I honestly don't know.
I didn't think you used to be able to, but I think you can now.
Another piece of technology I just got this week. I got myself an outdoor projector. Well, it's an indoor or outdoor projector. So we can project stuff on larger things to watch.
Very nice.
So last night we watched Avengers Infinity War on our garage.
Nice.
Fun.
Unrelated, Tim, you can set up an alternate appearance. So if you want to be like Clark Kent and Superman, I guess.
Well, I was wondering, I'm like, will it matter when I shave? Because I did my face thing when I was bearded.
Changing beard length does not screw it up. I have not gone from bearded to unbearded because, again, I don't want to look like the world's ugliest toddler. But I've gone from like short, like almost buzzed goatee to like huge, oh my God, how do you eat in that thing? COVID lockdown beard. And it hasn't fooled it.
Like, also, it learns, it will learn your face even with sunglasses on.
Are you saying it's a learning computer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Neural net processor.
It's been that way for a while, Andy. I mean, Tim.
Who?
You know who you are.
Uh-oh. Co-host racism. Back to haunt us.
And last bit of news for my family this week. My son got braces.
My son.
No.
My son.
No. No, no.
My son.
My son, I think, is about to, like, we're going to take him to an orthodontist to get looked at because his adult fangs are sitting like high and dry right now. Like they're way up.
Oh.
So we need to get some space and
every time I see your kids, Tim, they look different. Not like totally different, just like kind of different.
All right, it's time to tell you the truth. I don't actually have kids. I just keep casting kids for when you come over. And I try and get the same kind of look. But, you know, the same actors aren't always available because they're on other projects.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, I was like, I saw a picture. I'm like, oh, yeah, Michael's getting, like, a little taller and lankier. And I mean, mm-hmm, James is mm-hmm. mostly the same-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't seen my brother's kids in almost exactly a year.
Wow.
This is going to be weird.
That's well before COVID.
Are you going to see them soon or something?
We're trying to figure that out. We're trying to figure out, like, Thanksgiving, you know, maybe if we can do something with them, even if it's just like a day trip, even if it's almost socially distant, we're trying to figure that out. But they, gotcha. They have not been, quarantining nearly the same as we have. And Drew's got asthma and Caitlin's got stuff that puts her at additional risk. And I am fat as fuck. So
don't let COVID ruin your life.
Don't be afraid of it, Andy.
Just don't worry. You'll just get airlifted to a hospital and get all sorts of experimental treatments that nobody else gets their hands on. And then you'll be released. Then you can just go spray your death germs all over everybody you work with.
Yeah, you can start meeting with people, even though it's not really advisable.
Yeah. That sounds like a great plan. Like, you know, maybe I could just, like, get a whole bunch of people together, like strangers who come from all over. That's, yeah, great. Great, great, great. yeah, so we were supposed to do a, like, so my in-laws were in town for Christmas, so we were going to do a family Christmas, like, not actually on the day with them, but, like, a couple of days later. And they all got sick. Like, they had, like, a real bad cold just go blazing through. And, it, like, the last one of them was getting it and getting well, I think, after New Year's. So that kind of threw all that off. Then it was, like, a couple of weeks later in January, we were supposed to go back up again. But, like, one of us got sick or something like that. So, like, that threw that off. So, like, all through January and February, we kept having to make and break plans to go up and see them. And then it was sort of like Tim with the Vegas trip. We had concrete plans to go visit them, and the COVID lockdown happened and we canceled that. And it's just been that way since. Like, we talked a couple of times over the summer about going up to see them, but my brother was like, hey, you know, I gotta let you know. I know you guys are quarantining a lot. I know it matters to you. Like, we've been
swinging, doing some key parties. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, he's like, you know, when you're when you're this tall, I don't know what comes over me. I just start kissing them, all of them, everyone.
I've been licking every doorknob I see.
Yep. Oh, I heard an interesting just a podcast they were talking about Trump, and they were saying like it's interesting that he is such a germaphobe normally. But, like, this other part of him that wants to be, like, macho and tough is taking over. And he's just, like, yeah, being, like, stupid about, like, germs and COVID and
yeah,
and taking risks.
Yeah, the narcissism definitely outweighs the germophobia.
Yes, that's exactly what they said, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah.
Cool. Is that like Keen Pilton?
Cool.
No, that's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is why I replied the way I did. guys, I got something I want to talk about real quick.
Yeah. No.
Like, you know, 3 minutes.
Talk about it slowly, maybe, you always do.
Yeah. Cool. No doubt. it's something in the news today. So brace yourselves.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, I tricked him. Nope, this has nothing to do with Trump.
Oh.
It's National Coming Out Day today. And I am not taking this opportunity to come out myself.
Okay.
I think I know myself pretty well. But
I was like, wow, are we about to learn something new about Andy? We don't know.
I was like, wow.
No, you are. No, you're about to learn something new.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I think...
I hate gay people.
Yeah, I think maybe I do. They're just like, they're taking over the Twitter trends. I got other stuff to talk about. What are you doing? Taking over the Proud Boys hashtag? I mean, what's up with that? By the way, gay guys taking over the Proud Boys hashtag? Oh, love it so much. Love that so much.
How much do you love it?
I'm like, you know what? Yeah. If there's anyone allowed to take over Proud Boys, it's you. After all of the shit that you've gone through, all of the hate, including some from me when I was 20-something years younger. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, what were you actually going to say?
Speaking of my homophobic upbringing, I think my dad may have been, I don't think he was 100% straight.
Oh.
And like, I've been aware for years and years and years that I don't know exactly what was going on. He didn't ever really talk to me about it. I didn't have it in me at the time to have honest conversations, and now he's been gone for 11 years. So like that ship has more than sailed. although I have been thinking lately, you know, I kind of want to talk to his brother about it a little bit. And I sort of hate it a little that part of the reason that it's on my mind is because the last two times, which are a year apart, mind you, that I talked to my mom, she tried to bring it up and like make kind of a big deal about it. And I really get the feeling that she's still trying to, you know, win the divorce or justify what she did, like justify cheating on him and leaving and stuff to herself and maybe to me. And I don't care. Like that divorce was 15 years ago. Yeah.
Whoosh.
Yeah. The divorce was 15 years ago. The cheating on him was, I mean, I know now that she cheated on him, when I was a kid. I know that there was a lot of other stuff going on in their marriage. So like, you know, it's not, I know that as a fact. I'm not saying that as like, you know, my mom's this horrible cheater. I'm not taking a side. I'm not taking my mom's side or my dad's side on that. It's not my place, frankly, and it's not my fucking problem. That was their problem. Clearly, they worked it out for a while because they stayed together for many, many, many years after that. But, you know, I do know from taking control of my dad's computer after he passed away that you know, some of the stuff that he had browsed was not straight. I know from what my mom has said that, that some of that predated their divorce. I also know that my dad was definitely dealing with depression. I don't think I recognized at the time how deep it was. I thought he was being treated for it better than he was. I didn't realize that some of the treatment was self-medication with alcohol, which had been a big problem for him. I don't know if it's, you know, my dad was fantastically smart. My dad was a fucking genius. But he also like, I don't know if it wasn't, he wasn't driven enough or he always had like a fear of failure or whatever. But it wasn't until later in his life that he started to find like career success and like he was doing stuff career wise that he really, really enjoyed and got a lot of, meaning out of that. So I know he was sort of like, aimless for a while. I don't know if maybe some of the depression was from that. I don't know if maybe some of it was, you know, that there's this, you know, whole aspect to his sexuality that was being like fanatically repressed because of his religious beliefs and because of the religious identity that he had chosen. He didn't grow up religious. He got religion when he was like a preteen or early teenager, but like when he jumped in with both feet. And honestly, I don't know if maybe some of that was, you know, that he felt these urges and these compulsions, and his younger brother was gay. He had a hard life. He was hospitalized once. He was jumped by guys who, you know, beat him badly enough that he was in the hospital for a while after that. You know, and I don't know if maybe some of my dad's religiosity was a rejection of that, you know, seeing how life was going for his very clearly out younger brother. And, you know, maybe just trying to deny that in himself, or, you know, maybe he saw that as like a brokenness in himself. I don't know if the drink was to handle it, or if, you know, some of those web searches were just, he was depressed and he didn't know what that meant. Like, he didn't know what would fill that hole, and he was looking for anything. So I don't know if it was that he was flexible or if he was just looking for something. But, yeah, I mean, I would never love him any less now, but I don't know if he'd come out when I was in my 20s. I don't know what that would have been like. I don't know if he'd still be around. So, obviously, I've been thinking about this for a long time, literally years. So I can't say I'm coming out for my dad. That's not my place. And he's gone. It's too late. But I guess, like, looking back on a lot of the messiness and the complication and the unhappiness and the self-destructive behaviors and everything else that, you know, definitely took my dad's life down the wrong path and eventually took my dad's life. I guess, you know, if there's anyone listening to me right now, choking back tears, and you're having those struggles, it's not my place to tell you what's right. You know, I'm swimming, as I often say, I'm swimming in privilege. But I look back on what my uncle's life was like, and he was happy. You know, he had a boyfriend who loved him. My uncle had a good life, but he also had a bad life. And it was like, it's a real weird dichotomy. And, you know, that horrible fucking plague wound up taking him from us way too early. But I think a different kind of plague may have taken my dad.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, I thought I'd get through this better, guys. I'm sorry.
This is heavy emotional stuff.
Yeah, I was really
going to
critique the way you got through that.
You see, Andy, what you could have done better.
All right, I have some notes. Okay, so.
Yeah. Take some notes. I mean, this is like hard stuff. And I think, you know, it seems like you are still struggling with this idea that you could have saved your dad.
No, you know, that this one isn't so much that. This is okay. Like, yeah. No, I won't lie. I won't lie. Like, I academically know that my dad's life was his own responsibility, that he was an adult and he made choices. I'm also not looking to, like, shift the blame off of me or off of my dad and onto this, like, fervent religious belief that maybe turned out to be self-destructive. I'm not trying to get all, like, militant atheist on it. What I'm really trying to focus on is, looking back, I think there's a lesson to be learned about how vital accepting yourself for who you are is. I don't think, no matter what it was, I don't know if the gay stuff was a part of who he was, or if it was a reaction to who he wasn't, or who he felt like he wasn't. So no matter what I can say about my dad, whether or not he was gay or bi or whatever, like, or flexible, that doesn't matter. He definitely wasn't happy. He definitely wasn't happy with who he was or how he was. It definitely came in different ways at different times, you know, career, marriage, probably sexuality. I don't know. Definitely, I think the way he threw himself into his religion is an aspect of it. But again, I don't want to lay blame, cause and effect. I think the unhappiness is really the takeaway. I think the being unhappy with yourself, you know, with your station, with what you've done, with what you feel you should have done and didn't. I think those regrets and those self-doubts and those denials of self are profoundly dangerous and profoundly damaging.
I mean, I think more also what's just as important, acceptance of yourself, but also making, you know, if you have someone in your life, make sure you accept them for who they are. Like, you know, I feel like so often people who are, you know, of the LGBTQ, I don't remember all the other ones that are part of it now, like they don't feel accepted by the people close to them, the family, whoever. And like, you know, that is hard. So yeah, like I think part of being a Muslim yourself is like the people around you, the people you love, the people who love you, also accepting you for who you are and supporting you. Yeah, that's so important. Like, yeah. You know, my sibling, I don't have all the answers. I don't know all they're going through, but I try to understand. I try to be supportive as best as, you know, I think I can, and try to learn in ways, you know, if I'm not, you know. But yeah, I mean, and also like, and I feel like for all of us, it's not easy, and we're not. I think it's okay to make mistakes when you're learning. Like, you just, you know, you learn and you move on, right? Like when my sibling first, you know, came out, like I was not great with the pronouns, but I'm like, all right, like this is an important thing to them, so I'm gonna be, you know. And even now, every once in a while, I'll slip up, and I'm like, all right, and I'm like, and I'll correct myself. But yeah, it's a learning process, and yeah, and like I feel, and I think, you know, I think part of the reason, like. And this is not, when people like hate other people regardless of who they are, it's like I feel like I understand where it's coming from, but also I just like I want to try to put more love into the world no matter who people are. I feel like so many people are damaged and like they do shitty things because of that. Well, not damaged, but they've had trauma and they do shitty things because of that, and they do things we don't love. But like also, like, do you hate them? Do you get angry at them? Sure, it's frustrating, but also like showing them love and caring is also such an important thing. I feel like we all want to be loved and cared for and show that we matter to other people.
I find it's best to just angrily yell and shame at people I disagree with. Or anything.
Yeah.
I feel like that is the best way I can contribute to this world. Show me,
Tim, you've changed my mind, Tim.
It's not always easy, especially people close to you.
To shame and yell at them? I mean,
it
takes some dedication, but if you really, if you want it, that's
if
the
you
thing.
Dig
if
in, you dig in deep.
If you are committed to it.
You remember that time that someone cutting for you in front of the line? You're like, yep, that's where my hate's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time you were at Disneyland and one Asian person was like, hey, can I go in front? And then 20 others got in front of you? You're like, nope. Never
and
again.
Then all of a sudden, I became racist.
Next thing you know, you're just yelling at people to kiss your dick in front of your children. You don't know what happened.
Next thing you know, your kid's kissing dick to get some yayo. And you're like, well, yeah. How did this all go wrong?
Or right. I don't know.
Sure. I mean, you know, you live your life. If that's your dream, that's your dream.
Yeah.
Who's to say this isn't the best timeline? I'm not Dr. Strange.
Maybe those are the life experiences that are going to unlock his art.
Art comes from tragedy, right? Right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say, which is why I beat him on the reg.
For a second, I thought you said rag. When my son gets his period, I just beat him. I just beat him.
Yep.
I'm like, nope, not in my house.
Yep. Like, nope, you go out to the shame shack.
Oh, that is a terrible thing that happens.
The shame shack is a thing?
Like in some cultures, like women are supposed to go to some other building when they have their period.
Yep. Oh.
Like
they should make it into like some cool party house.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's like
that's where they keep all the vodka. Or,
yeah,
let's pretend I have the first inkling of what a woman would want on her period. I don't. So
it's mojitos, Midol, and foot rubs. Like that's it's like a day spa but more alcoholic.
And Hallmark movies on a loop.
I think that was my first Hallmark movie. I might have. I don't know.
Which one?
I don't remember now. I was going to tell you. I feel like at the time,
one of the regular ones.
I think it was like one of the regular ones.
Oh, okay.
I think I was going to share with you at the time, and then I forgot. I was like, all right, well, you know, never mind.
The regular ones aren't as good. Without the Christmas, it just loses an element.
Yeah. A purpose, if you will. An attraction to Tim. Tim views everything through Christmas.
No, even my wife, who is not nearly as Christmas focused as I am, is like, it's something about Christmas is that missing element to make this pablum work.
You know what it is? Is it's like Christmas is already sort of it's an end of the year. It's cold. So like you want to cuddle and get cozy.
Stick your penis in somebody. And
it's all right.
Yeah, exactly. It's got a whole Santa's really going to put his stuff in my stocking,
Or rub your vagina against somebody.
Yeah.
Or whatever bitch you got. Maybe you got both. I don't judge. Whatever you got. Just run bodies together. That's really what I want to get to. Well, I'm saying I missed him.
You just want to glue two buttholes together sometimes.
Glue two buttholes together? Yeah. No.
See how
back
the poop
goes. Forever?
Back and forth forever.
I think really Christmas just has...
It's nostalgic.
Yeah, it has stuff built into it that they can then tap into. Whereas, fucking the fall harvest, I don't care. I don't care during the fall harvest.
Christmas is doing some heavy lifting. Setting up the situation more than story. You can set up the situation with story, but Christmas is you already have some built-in feelings about Christmas.
Exactly. I don't want to say that the films that are the Hallmark movies that aren't Christmas are awful. It's not like they're without Christmas, it's just
shite.
Just unwatchable. It's not the same.
Can you imagine if Hallmark was trying to do other themes or whatever,
I don't need to imagine. They do.
They do? Do they do Halloween where it's her fiance, that cheating rat bastard, he's definitely got something going on with his secretary, and he's always putting work in front of her, and he's a spooky ghost.
Well, no.
No?
There's no ghost one?
not that I'm aware of yet.
I mean, there definitely is one.
Tim, you need to write some suggestions.
I mean, I know Hallmark movie writers now.
There you go, Tim.
I could see if they'll pitch this and get it in there.
Yeah. So lover dies too early and the lady's all sad, but somehow he can come back in Christmas.
Hallmark's a very ghostly Halloween or a ghost a love ghost. Then you gotta. My wife is not approving of my title so far.
I heard her show. You gotta workshop that.
Yep. But they do Valentine's Day. They'll do summer, spring, wedding season. They have a series of other genres that besides Christmas, but Christmas is where they make their big money.
Any actually serious matters? Or is it pretty light? Does anyone die? Is anyone on drugs?
No. I mean, people die all the time.
Okay.
I mean, in real life and also in Hallmark movies. But, very rarely does somebody die over the course of the movie. Someone has died and so you're dealing with some fallout of somebody.
Off-screen.
Yeah. But I don't remember anybody actually dying in the course of a movie. Sometimes somebody will be sick, but usually they'll get better by the end.
It was just the 24-hour COVID, guys. I'm okay.
They have yet to have a COVID-related one, but don't put it past them.
Loving the time of COVID.
They're filming them right now.
I know, but they couldn't have.
Are they really?
Yeah, because they film a lot of these in Canada who have better lockdown protocols than us. And the CW shows are starting to film again.
Is that also Canada?
So, guys,
yes.
I didn't realize this, but 11 Nicholas Sparks films have been made.
I don't even know. I've heard the name.
The one, Notebook. The Notebook. That's the famous one.
Yeah. Walk to Remember.
That was him?
Yeah.
I remember there was kind of
Walk to Remember. I didn't know that was him.
Famous one where it's Nicholas Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of his that's a ghost. And
it's
Colby Smothers.
That's what got me into this. It's called Safe Haven. I was like, that is what a Hallmark Halloween movie I think would be. It's just it seems to have nothing to do with Halloween. At the end, it's someone was a ghost the whole time. Man, what the fuck?
It's crazy they got Ryan Gosling before he's big.
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like it's pretty easy to get him before he's big. You can get lots of people before they're big.
I feel like all these other people, I don't know if I've heard of them in the other movies. The Best of Me, Safe Haven, The Last Song, A Walk to Remember, The
Josh
Longest
Duhamel
Ride.
is in Safe Haven. Like Josh Duhamel and Colby Smulders are probably the Kobe Smulders.
You don't know Kobe who Colby Smulders is?
Well, she's Robin from How I Met Your Mother. She's also Maria Hill, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I was like, she's Maria Hill.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
And Stumptown.
Oh, okay. Mentioned a bottle that's got a, you know, the guy, the Kevin Costner's.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Dear John's got the Channing Tatum's.
Yep.
Wait, Channing Tatum's?
Channing Tatum.
I know. Oh, okay. I was doing the Key and Peele. I was bringing it back. Yeah, but I was watching Safe Haven. I was being forced to watch Safe Haven with a bunch of family who really wanted to watch Safe
Haven. No, forced. You loved it.
Actually, I think I got to leave in the middle of it because we were going to record a Tancast, so it saved me. But before I walked away, I was like, yeah, she's a ghost. And then I left, and she was. Because there's just, it's like you never see her house, and she just like walks off into the forest, and like the camera like watches her disappear into the forest for too long. And I was like, woo, she's a ghost. Like, this is just like, hit us on the fucking head with it. Why don't you?
Michael, we were watching something, and Michael said, oh, this is what's going to happen. And Danelle turned to me, he's trying to Andy it.
Yep.
Did he get it right?
Yeah. That's which one was, do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was the second. Second Royals.
Oh, the second-born Royals. The bad guy. Yes. He was close. So second-born Royals is a show on Disney, or a movie on Disney Plus where if you are the second-born in a royal bloodline, you somehow have superpowers and now you're part of this elite Avengers-style team. Well, it's more like a training. It's like a Avengers Academy, or I guess X-Mansion would be a good analogy. Anyway, so towards the middle of it, Michael's like, the main character's dad is the bad guy. But I knew he wasn't because he was played by a frequent Hallmark movie actor. I'm like, there's no way that's the bad guy. I was right. But I will say Michael was close, but that's all I'll say.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin this because I'm sure both Noah and Andy, not to mention all our listener, are going to watch this movie.
Yep, definitely.
I'm loading up right now.
Yep.
As you should.
Getting my lotion out and getting ready.
No, they're children, Noah. They're children.
Yeah, exactly. I said I'm going to get my lotion out.
Oh, no. No. We have to be done now.
Yep,
Do we though?
Yes. We want to end on Noah's shitty pedophilia joke. So you can feel bad and think about it. Like, just leave that in the air, hanging in the air for a
week.
And
then I was going to watch the movie. God, you're sick, Tim.
Noah's putting on his red clown suit.
Well, it's not red yet.
I like to jerk off before I watch a good film.
No. Tim, that was a joke. Is that it was red, so you couldn't see the blood.
Oh. I thought it became red.
Nope.
Oh. Well, all of this is awful.
Yes, it is.
We should be ashamed of what we're putting out there. And can stop complaining that we don't have listeners, because I think we've just answered the question of why, which is a real shame, because we had some really insightful thoughts and talks in the middle of this episode, and then we shat on it at the end.
Yep. Yeah.
We're like Kevin Smith in the mid-90s.
New Zealand still loves us.
They do. They're like, you know what? We recognize that as a callback to a 12-year-old joke, and it was a different time.
So that's Sandcast for this week.
Yep. Oh, fuck. Sorry, I just looked over from my computer finally and realized I've got a bunch of notes about High Five mashups sitting next to me.
Oh, I forgot we were going to do that this week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we didn't. I didn't even prepare, so.
Oh, yay. Okay. Like, I was all ready. Had it next to the computer.
What are you going to say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
You should never trust COVID people to make the right people really sick.
Mm. I mean, he was still coughing on Hannity, so ..
not today, non-Christmas Hallmark movies.
Not today, home button.
Not
or
today.
Headphone jack.
Not oh, yeah. Again.
So do you have to? Do you have Bluetooth headphones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also got a dongle.
Oh yeah, you did.
I know, Tim. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's a good looking dongle, man. You'd be proud of that.
Yeah, you know, I work out.
He doesn't. He works it in. Yeah.
Tony has done it again. Feels good. Yeah.
That's random.
All right. That went nowhere.
What do I hate this week?
He worked out. I worked it in. Tony has done it again.
I got you.
It was random then.
Random.
Kiss my whole dick.
You know what? I'm just going to stick with the classic, because we're, like, 4 weeks from the election, so...
Hold on. Andy asked me to correct this. When we recorded, there was actually 3 weeks left till the election, but it took me so long to edit, now there's only 2 weeks left till the election. Got that? 2 weeks. Get the fuck out there and vote, Gwumps. Alright, let's see what Andy was going to say he hates.
I hate Donald Trump.
Me too. Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
I don't hate him, but he's shitty president.
Oh, I hate him.
Oh, guys, tomorrow, early voting opens in Georgia tomorrow. I am voting fucking tomorrow.
Technically, early voting has already started in California, but I have not, like, obviously I know what I'm doing at the top of the ticket. I mean, at the top of the ballot, but, like, there's a lot of other measures. Like, this whole Prop 21, I think it is, about Uber and Lyft and DoorDash.
I think it's
22. Like, okay. I feel like 21 is also confusing me, but yeah, 22, I'm like, I'm not sure. Like, I feel like
a lot of people are saying no, vote no against it.
But I feel like a lot of drivers I know are saying to vote yes on it.
Okay. I mean, I know a lot of people.
And I'm like, well, that's the ones that's going to be affecting. But also people are like, well, you know, these companies just essentially bought themselves a ballot measure. Like they spent hundreds of millions of dollars on it. And that it will stop people from, like, you can't make any more regulations on this particular industry because of this ballot measure without a 7/8 majority, which will never happen. So, like, this is, woo, like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't know where that's written in there.
Yeah, so if an industry is backing something like that, an industry with a history of, like, problematic behavior towards the people that that theoretically work for it or work on its behalf, yeah, my default would be to be against that. Yeah, if a whole industry is trying to write some sort of special thing for themselves into the law, I'm generally fucking against that.
Yeah, it feels like it's like, I mean, you know, I can't say for sure, but it feels like it's probably going to benefit them more than anyone else.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I guess I haven't read into it, but like what is all these things that they're supposed to get if you vote yes? Like,
that's why I haven't voted yet. I haven't read into it either.
Okay. And I'm sure Andy doesn't know because he didn't live here.
Yeah, well, no. He's like, I don't know if I can read. I don't have time to read California ballots. I'm working on my Georgia ballot.
Yeah.
So basically, go read your ballot. Go find some more extra information.
So
and vote.
The Washington Post says it will provide workers limited benefits, typically associated with employment, but without the minimum wage, sick pay, and job protections afforded to employees. For example, Prop 22 would guarantee drivers 122% of minimum wage for engaged time, meaning time given rides or en route rather than time logged into a specific app. Drivers also promise a payment of 30 cents per mile on a trip or an en route for expenses. It carries heavy protections against further action target. Yeah, no, I'm going to vote no. Like, I feel like if they're trying to protect themselves for shit going down later, I'm like, no, that seems shitty.
We did it. We solved Prop 22.
I mean, you did. Yeah. You're still going to read into it.
Nope, I did it. No one tells me no. I'm going to vote no.
I mean, if you think about this, like, the purpose of law should be to protect, like, the common interest, should be to protect the interests of those drivers. Do those companies profit more by abusing those drivers? Yes. So if the companies profit more by abusing those drivers, do the companies have a financial interest in passing stuff and passing laws that allow them to continue to do that? Yes. Are they spending a shitload of money on this proposition? Yes. So is it pretty clear then that they think that this proposition is worth that money, is worth that expense, because it's going to allow them on the back end to make more money off the back of those drivers? Yes. So if the law should protect the common interest from the powerful few, then yeah, that's a shit law.
And now, have a week.
Yeah. Have
Politics
that week.
101 with Andy.
And Noah. Yeah. And occasionally Tim.
I mean, I just read some things that the Washington Post told me. Andy dropped some knowledge. Because Andy's a smart guy.
I helped
guy.
My son get on YouTube while that was going on.
Not some knowledge, just, I mean, it's kind of the standard of like how they try to figure out crimes too. It's like, who benefits? Okay, work backwards from there. So, you know, like who's paying for something, who's promoting it, and who's not, usually tells you a lot about it. So if you think the people that are going to be regulated by it are super for it, then like that it's definitely going to benefit them. And that's usually a shitty way to do laws.
The best way to do laws is everyone's unhappy.
Well, the best way to do laws is everyone's protected.
I know. I was joking.
Yeah.
Wait, what? No.
Yeah. So if you're pushing for more laws, if you're pushing for more stuff, you're trying to like when companies do that, they're doing shit like
Andy.
Trying to legislate other companies out of existence, like
Andy,
trying to get rid of competition. Stop. Stop.
Andy, I stopped.
I stopped.
I was like, why are you whispering at Tim?
Thank you for
Tim,
stopping.
You got to shout. You got to be a Danny. No! Andy Dunn!
I figured it'd be funnier if this happened.
What's going on? Andy,
all right,
tell me how you feel about Trump.
I already did. I hate him. Fuck that guy. Hope he coughs him along and goes to jail.
I'm trying to get someone to wide you up and piss off Tim.
I'm just going to stop recording right now, so I don't care what you say.
No!